This is Dina.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, ma'am. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research company. I'm just conducting a survey on some important issues and perceptions of residents in New Orleans. Now, to begin, are you a native of New Orleans, or did you recently move there?
Native.
Okay. Okay, you're a native. Perfect. Thank you. And can you tell me, are you a male or female?
A female.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American?
African-American.
I appreciate that. What are two characteristics that describe what you like most about living in New Orleans? Are we talking about weather, food and drinks, culture, what culture goes, way of living, values, attitude of people, music and entertainment, size, family, Mardi Gras, or cost of living? What characteristics do you like, ma'am?
The culture.
Culture? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. And aside from culture, what do you like? Do you like music and entertainment, food and drinks, weather, family, Mardi Gras, or cost of living?
Family.
Family. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Let's move on here. What are two characteristics that describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans? Now, what you dislike. So we're talking about lack of affordable housing, fear of crime, cost of living, lack of good paying jobs and economic diversity, condition of the streets. When I say flooding, I mean hurricanes and storms, quality of public education. What do you dislike?
Crime.
Crime, okay. I appreciate that. Okay. Overall, what do you say that you will be very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the following? So the first one is the preparation public charter schools students are receiving for college or careers. Do you see that as very satisfying, somewhat, not at all, or little?
Little.
Okay. So not at all satisfied, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about what you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water? How satisfied are you with that?
Not at all.
So we're talking about little. Not at all satisfied. Yeah, not at all satisfied. I hear you. How about equal economic opportunities for people like you? How satisfied are you with that?
A little satisfied.
A little. Okay, a little satisfied. We got that right here. Yes, we do. How about availability for affordable housing? How satisfied are you with that?
Not satisfied at all.
Not at all. I got you. How about safety from violent crime? Safety from violent crime. How satisfied are you with that?
Not at all.
Not at all. How about what you pay for food and household goods? How satisfied are you with that?
I mean, everything is high nowadays.
So you're not at all satisfied or a little satisfied?
A little satisfied.
A little. We're going to go a little here. I got you. How about the monthly cost for electricity and water? Electricity and water. How satisfied are you with that?
Not satisfied at all.
At all. We're not even a little. We're just not at all. I got you. Safety from property crime. Safety from property crime. How satisfied are you with that?
Not satisfied at all.
At all. We're not even a little bit. At all. Okay. What about what you pay for household housing mortgage and rents? How satisfied are you? How satisfied are you with that?
A little.
We're not talking not at all, but just a little. All right.
Mm-hmm.
The financial ability for your family to handle a major unexpected expense. I'll satisfy you with that.
A little.
Okay. So, okay, let's move on forward here. Now, have any of the following been not at all significant, very significant, somewhat significant, or very significant a cause of stress in your life during the past year? So in the past year, it says, has this been a stress for you? The safety of you or family members. How significant has that been for you in the past year? The safety for you and your family members. A lot. So that's very significant. Yeah, that's very significant. That's something you stress for. Yes, yes, ma'am. I understand that. How about the health of you or family members?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about your job stability?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. How about meeting monthly household expenses?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, last but not least, your ability to get around your community and the city.
Somewhat.
I got you. Okay, let's move forward here. Now, let me get your opinion if you have a lot of confidence, somewhat confidence, very little confidence, or no confidence at all in the mayor and city council accomplishing the following. The first one, making the city safer. How much confidence do you have making the city safer?
Not at all.
I got you. How about creating more better paying jobs in the city?
None at all.
How about improving city streets and traffic lights?
Not at all.
I got you. The quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years?
Not at all.
I got you. Improving garbage collection in the city?
Not at all.
I got you. Improving drainage to prevent flooding in neighborhoods?
Not at all.
I got you. All right. In your opinion, do you think that New Orleans city government is doing an excellent, good, fair, poor job spending your tax dollars wisely?
Fair.
I got fair right here. Yes, ma'am. Okay, now, I would like for you to focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans. Would you say that you feel safer, somewhat safer, neutral, somewhat less safer, or much less safer in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago? How do you feel?
Less safe.
I'm sorry?
I say less safe.
Somewhat less safe or much less safe?
Much less safe.
So we're going deep here. Okay. What do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? We got personal / family problems. That's one. Education opportunities. Two. Not enough police officers. Three. Transportation, 4, release on bail, violent crimes, 5, housing, 6, lack of access, mental health or social services, 7, or employment opportunities.
Employment opportunities and mental health.
Employment opportunities. Okay, so we got employment opportunities and mental health. So we're going to call mental. Okay, we got both of them right there. Yes, ma'am. All right. For each of the following, tell me if you think it would be very effective.
What we got?
Sorry?
What we got?
Sorry?
How much more we
got? No, we only got... We already at 80%, ma'am. We're almost done here. Believe me, we're almost done here. All right. So, for each of the following, tell me if you think it would be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not effective at all to reduce crime in New Orleans. This to reduce crime. So the first one, better coordination between criminal courts and New Orleans police department to enforce sentencing. How effective would that be? You tell me.
Very effective.
Very effective. How about the next one? Create more opportunities for job training. How effective would that be?
Very effective. Very effective.
How about providing counseling and social services for parents and adults? How effective would that be?
Very effective.
Increasing police presence in your community. How effective would that be?
Very.
Implement a community-based citizens and police response to nonviolent crimes. How effective would that be?
Very effective.
Providing more mental health and social services and counseling for youth. How effective would that
very
be?
Very.
Yeah, that's one thing you mentioned. I remember that. Okay, let's move forward here. Thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans, tell me if you think it will be very helpful, somewhat helpful, or not a helpful strategy at all. Quality, affordable housing for New Orleans. So this is the first one. Build micro houses such as tiny cottages or shipping containers to offer affordable housing in small spaces. How helpful would that be? Tell me.
Very helpful.
Very helpful? How about the next one? Create more homeowners and finances. Create more homeowners and financing classes. How helpful would that be?
Very.
Very helpful. How about this one? Convert vacant public houses, public schools, and commercial buildings into affordable apartments or condominiums. How helpful would that be?
Very helpful.
Build accessory dwelling units, small home with separate entrance on an existing property. How helpful would that be?
Very helpful.
How about create adult living community for people to live together? How helpful would that be?
Very helpful.
You see, we appreciate your opinion. Okay, so for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or you don't agree at all. Here's the first statement. The process of social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens. Is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. Is that somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat. Here's the second one. The process of social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents to historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture for the city. You agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Is that somewhat or you strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, so I'm going to put somewhat. Now, I'm going to read you the names of several elected officials. For each one, tell me if you approve or disapprove. The first one.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans Police Department. You approve or disapprove? New Orleans Police Department.
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Got you. How about Mayor LaToya Control?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. How about New Orleans City Council?
Somewhat approve.
Got you. How about Sewage and Water Board?
Don't approve.
Is that somewhat don't approve or strongly don't approve?
Strongly don't approve.
I got you there. I got you. Okay, so finally, this is the final question. Thinking about the future of New Orleans, for each of the following statements, tell me if you agree or you don't agree. So here's the first statement. I would encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family. Do you approve or disapprove on that?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I don't know.
I got you on that one. How about this one? The quality of life for me and my family will improve. Do you agree or disapprove with that?
I agree.
Somewhat agree or you strongly agree?
Somewhat.
So we're talking about somewhat. Okay, I got you. Young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunity elsewhere. You agree or disagree with that?
Oh, I agree. Yes.
Is that somewhat agree or you strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
You strongly agree. This is the final one. Young people will enjoy a better quality of life, better than their parents. You agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
I got you. Let's strongly agree. All right, so as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. These are the final questions, I promise you, ma'am. Income. Stop me at the range which best describes your household income. Less than $35,000, $36,000 to $50,000, $51,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $99,000, or more than $100,000?
More than $100,000.
Okay, I got you. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Are you between 18 and 30? 31 and 40, 50 and 60, or 61 and above?
61 and above.
61 above, I got you. Okay. Now, stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. We're talking about some high school grad, some college and trade school, college grad, or are you a graduate or professional school?
College and trade school. Some college and trade school.
Got you. Now, do you own or rent your home?
Own.
You own it. Okay. And do you have any children under or over the age of 18 live in your household?
Older.
So you do have someone there, right?
Yes.
Okay, got you. And do you have any extended family members or non-relative living in your household over the age of 18?
No.
Non-related?
My daughter.
No.
No.
Okay, I got you. And what is your primary mode of transportation in New Orleans? You own a car. Okay, you own a car. I got you. Man, this concludes the survey. I thank you so much for your participation. You have yourself a wonderful night. Take care.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Bye-bye. God damn. Mm-hmm.